B-Pod Studios.
Hour, the Mike Mussinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is always the best. And it's now on television on ABC Sports Philadelphia, as well as 97.5 The Fanatic. NCAA tournament night tonight. I'm going to nestle in and I got a monster headache, man. The only thing that knocks it out is Excedrin migraine. I took a couple Excedrins. Excedrin, like, migraine knocks it out, definitely.
Are you hydrated?
Yeah, I've been hydrating.
Okay.
Yeah, but once
is
you,
it water?
A lot of times when you realize you're dehydrated, okay. It's too late.
Yeah.
Water.
But anyway, this is a wonton soup night.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a wonton soup. Good for the soul.
There you go. And then nestle in and watch games. You got games coming on all the way through like midnight.
Exactly. Quarter wonton tonight. Or maybe some Wawa chicken soup, depending if they have chicken noodle. Meredith, I've been taking so much heat for that cheesesteak thing. Yeah, I bought it, Rite Aid.
Well deserved.
If you get a cheesesteak at Wawa, is that a violation?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Obviously, we have a no and a yes.
Yes.
Now, why would you say yes, Tyrone?
Because Wawa does many great things. Wawa is an elite brand, and I love Wawa. I personally think that you probably, no, everyone in this area has a cheesesteak option. Mm-hmm. That specializes in the cheesesteak.
My rebuttal is if you want a Wawa, if you want a cheesesteak in a quick manner, I think a Wawa is a perfectly acceptable option.
See,
to stop
Wawa
and get a
cheesesteak or beef strips.
I've never had one myself.
Oh, hypocrite.
You don't even eat meat.
I've had hypocrite. One.
You don't even eat meat.
There were beef strips that they put the cheese was over. So, in a way, it looks similar to the one that I got at Rite Aid, which was one of the reasons why I took a shot on the one from Rite Aid, because the Wawa cheesesteak looks similar in texture.
But I'm also going to say that the Wawa cheesesteak is fresh made.
It is fresh made.
So, I find that acceptable because, again, I think everything Wawa does is pretty good.
And
so,
I want to make it clear,
fine.
Wawa is elite. I love Wawa. Love Wawa. Okay, I will. If Wawa closed, I don't know what I would do with myself. I love Wawa. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, would you eat pizza from Wawa necessarily?
Okay, wait. Speaking of that, Mike,
they make pizza other places.
Okay.
I'm saying get Wawa.
Have you ever had pizzas from 7-Eleven?
I was just going to say.
The 7-Eleven pizza, have you had that?
No, I
haven't tried that.
I have had that.
Last week when I was in Florida, my friends and I were driving from Clearwater up to Crystal Beach, and we had to stop in a Wawa or stop in the 7-Eleven.
Down there, you can absolutely get a cheesesteak.
And stopped into 7-Eleven, and they were giving out free slices of pizza. So my friends and all, we all took one.
And
we were in like a long car ride. So I tweeted it out. I said, 7-Eleven in Florida gives away free slices. I'm never coming home. And people ripped me on Twitter.
Well, how good was the pizza? It's probably...
Correct.
It actually wasn't that bad.
Like frozen, tastes like frozen box pizza.
No, it actually wasn't that bad. Right. And it was in like this nice little box that it came in. I thought it was fine.
All right.
Went in, got some gas, a Gatorade, tons of stuff. And then they said, here's
a pizza.
It was free because it was Pi Day. So I thought it was special. I thought I was special getting a free slice, but turns out not to be the case.
Free slice, Tyrone.
But I got ripped.
7-Eleven.
I got ripped on Twitter, and they said you were rubbing off on me.
A little bit.
I'll never live that down, man. Two bites worth of a Rite Aid cheesesteak. Two bites is
all. Well, that's far worse.
And I just to try it out, and I realized it was a failed experiment, but it'll be a stain on my soul.
It'll be like, great radio career, 20-plus years.
But somebody's been buying them because they're still stocked with them.
People are buying them?
People are buying them, or they wouldn't be carrying them. Let's go to, who's this, Abd in Atlanta? What's up, Abd?
Yo, Mikey.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, feeling good, riding the high of the victory last night. And I know that it was such a huge game in regards to the psyche and feeling good going in the playoffs, getting the monkey off the back. But I really, really think the biggest part of this win is that it more or less locked us into the number three seed.
Yes.
Which means that we don't have to see Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
which is really the biggest part, because my biggest takeaway from the game was we still want no parts of this team in a 7-game series. I mean,
yeah, they're hard to play. It's agonizing to watch those games. But Boston is so hairy. It's like, you know, they make shots, and Rozier comes off the bench and makes crazy shots, and I hate watching them.
It's such a helpless feeling. Like, last game, Hayward killed us. You never know where it's going to come from. And the biggest thing with Boston, I mean, they're down 3 rotation players. We're at home. We have a huge free throw disparity. And we still need to hit some clutch shots down the stretch just to barely beat these guys. So the biggest thing for me is, like, that game was huge in terms of putting separation between us, almost guaranteed that with the rest of our schedule, we're locked into that 3 seed. And then I think with Toronto having Kyle Lowry injured, and Mirotic and Brogdon injured on the Bucks, I think we can beat those 2 teams. I'm not scared of any of those
I
teams.
Totally agree. So, I don't think Boston survives those teams, but I think the Sixers will.
Exactly. And doesn't that Pacers team have everything written all over it as a team that would upset the Celtics?
No.
One of those, like,
no, they
teams that play together?
No, they don't.
I would say no.
They don't have enough to beat the Celtics.
One of those 2 teams will take them out, and we won't have to see
them. I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling Indiana. They're going down the toilet, that team. I mean, they play hard. They try. They don't have enough.
11-point underdogs tonight at Golden State.
Really?
Those Pacers.
Yeah. That's Gary in Egg Harbor joins us. Gary, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gary.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Gary.
Gary.
How you doing, buddy?
Mike, I have 2 questions for you.
Yes, sir.
First one is, how deep would the Sixers have to go to playoffs to consider Elton Brand Executive of the Year?
It's not a question that I would ponder very often, but they stop voting in it's the regular season, right? They don't include the playoffs.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's a candidate now. He obviously put together the second best starting five, if not the best starting five in the league.
And would that hold true for Brett Brown's Coach of the Year?
Brett Brown, Coach of the Year? That'll never happen.
No.
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 Budenholzer will win it.
All right. My other question is, when did you first start covering baseball?
When did we start covering it?
When did you start covering it?
When did I start covering baseball? Like, as a...
Yes.
I never covered baseball as a beat writer.
Okay, were you ever at the winter meetings?
Was I ever at the winter meetings? No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a baseball beat writer. I'm just an astute baseball observer who would occasionally write features for the Inquirer about the game of baseball, but never covered them on an everyday basis. That's a tough job, being a beat writer.
Yeah, baseball, that's a lot.
Anthony was a beat writer.
Yeah.
For the New York Post and the New York Mets. That's a tough, tough, tough beat.
That's every day.
Yes.
Grinding.
Yeah. Mike in Germantown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, listen, my first question for you, Mike, is, do you think a 35-20 season from Embiid is too much to expect from him in his career?
A 35-20 season? Like, he averages 35 and 20 rebounds?
That's
I don't think in this day and age you could do that.
You don't think he can do it?
No. They're tough numbers to hold, you know?
Yeah, well,
I get it, but there's a lot of athletic players in this league. And for him, you know, 35-20, I mean, you're talking about Will Chamberlain type stuff.
Yeah, well, I think he can be a little bit.
Maybe. Who knows?
I think he's a little bit of, you got some Olajuwon in him.
Olajuwon never averaged 35-20, did he?
Who, Olajuwon?
Yeah, I don't think he ever averaged 35-20. I don't think any of the great, like, Shaq was not a 35-20 guy.
Yeah, but I think Embiid is better than Shaq. I really do. I think Shaq was fat.
It's funny you mentioned his name. You'd have to go way back to almost Wilt days to find those kind of numbers.
Well, that's what I think. I think if he, once he, it gets it in his mind, like, this is my league, and take the league, like, you know, like LeBron does, you know.
There's a lot of great athletic players in this league, man. When Will played, there weren't.
He can do this, Mike. How far are we going this year, Mike?
I expect them to go to the finals.
Okay, and what, will we lose 4-3?
I don't think they would take the Golden State to seven games. Five game series.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a five game series.
Oh my God, man.
Sorry. It's like the Sixers and the Lakers that year. Where they blew that second game. And I was there for both of those games in L.A. They won the first game, blew the second, and it would have taken a miracle for them to win. I still think they would have lost the series had they won game two. But after the game, I remember having a conversation with Alan Lumpkin, who works for the Sixers inside the locker room guy.
He was upset?
No, he was like encouraged. And I go, dude, you don't win another game, sorry.
What are you talking about? We play him to win.
Okay. Yeah, that was the one you let go. Not going to happen.
I remember the sequence that lost the game. Aaron McKee, who was playing with a chip fracture in his ankle, we didn't know that, missed a corner three, long rebound, other way, Robert Horry makes a three. They went from possibly going up one to being down five.
Yeah.
Game and series over.
Yeah, they were in it the whole game.
Yep. The whole
Eric
game.
Eric Snow playing great, gutty.
Yep. Garden Kobe giving everything he had.
Yeah, I'm looking at it again. Can they pull its second game off here? It was so close.
So close.
Let's go Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Drew?
I guess I had the pleasure of being the first big loser of the Mike Messinelli Tournament Challenge. I had Louisville.
Oh, no. The Ville goes out. The Cardinals out.
Man.
Sorry, bro.
I didn't expect much from them anyway, but I was really expecting that they'd beat Minnesota, but oh well.
Yeah.
But about the Sixers game last night, man, I thought that, like everyone's been saying, Embiid, really came through with the 37 and 22, and, Butler was huge in that final quarter. I love that samurai pose he did there when he made that shot there. I'm sure the crowd went nuts when that happened.
It was like a surfing pose, wasn't it?
Surfing, I guess, I don't know what it was.
Ninja pose, something like that.
So, I was just appealing to the your good nature there and seeing, since I was the first loser, if there was any...
I wish I had a prize for you, man, for being the first loser. Sorry,
yeah, right on.
I don't have one for you.
All right, Mike.
Oh, we have a knockout slot. You want to play a knockout, Drew?
Yeah, dude.
Since you were knocked out, we're going to give you the knockout slot for today.
Oh,
all right, so you got two tickets to the Nets game, and it's the March 28th, and afterwards you're going to compete in the knockout game on the court. How's that?
You're the man, Mike.
All right, Drew. Now we feel bad for you because you went out with
Louis. All right, thanks, man.
All right, hold on a second. We'll put you on hold.
Hey, you took care of
my man's out first day.
First game.
That's right, first game. Michigan State's beating Bradley 69-60 right now. With less than a minute left in that game, so they're going to move on.
They were down at the half.
Belmont beating Maryland by 3 with 5 minutes left in the game. Kansas having no problem with Northeastern. Murray State, the 5-point lead over Marquette, and Ja Morant only has 2 points.
Oh, they're going to win the game then.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, you have Murray State as one of your upsets? Yeah. I like that too. Linden Mayfair. Linda, what's going on, Linda?
Mikey Mitch.
I haven't heard from you in a long time, baby.
8 years.
8 years?
8 years.
Oh, my God. Where you been?
Well, I used to work full time, honey. I used to get up at 3, out of the house by 5, and home by 6 at night, so I couldn't call you.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Now I'm forced to retire because of my heart, which is groovy. But I can listen to everybody all the time now, and this is one heck of a time to listen to you, Mikey Mitch.
Oh, thank you, Linda. We missed you because you were my baseball lady.
Oh, honey, I am like Pepe Le Pew over here. I'm in love with Bricey.
Oh, you are?
And at my age, I'm 70 now, baby.
God bless you, Linda.
At my age, it's all right because I'm too old to complain.
I got you.
I just love him, and he got his 2 home runs.
Yeah, did you see him?
No, I'll tell you what happened. You won't believe this. I got 6 radios, no TV. I haven't had TV for 2 years.
Well, really?
Yes.
Well, is there a reason for that?
Well, I'll tell you why. And they were laying off at my job a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
and I was scared I'd be hit. And cable was so expensive, honey.
Oh, you cut the cord.
I could only get basic. And it was like $92 for that.
Okay.
So I said, you can kiss my Italian feet. I am not giving you any more money. So that's, well, you know how I am. But I do have a radio under the pillow, honey, like I used to.
Well, as long as it works for you, Linda. I hate to see you miss out on your favorite squad watching them.
No, that's all right. I have faith that something will happen.
All right. Keep it
going. All right. I miss you, honey. Take care.
All right, Linda. Oh, Linda's the best.
I love her.
Yeah, she's an old-time caller from way back in the day. Honey.
She's a trooper, too.
She is.
She really is. I remember her from years ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of a diner waitress.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Can I get you, hon? Can I refill your coffee? She's great. Dave in Center City. Uh-oh. Dave, somebody imitated you yesterday on Sound Off.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
And this is why the A-Team is the number one show around, because our callers are so intelligent. That was great.
She's the best, Linda. I'll tell you something, honey.
Yeah, my buddy's wife said, serves Dave right. That's all he talks about is the A-Team. He's so far up their behinds. That's good he was made parody of. So
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, hey, was the A-Team detained on a plane on Sunday, or is that an erroneous story?
Well, the A-Team did what?
Were you detained on a plane on Sunday?
No, I was not. Why not? Were you talking about when we came back from spring training?
Yeah.
No. I had a good flight. Tyrone was delayed a little bit when he left Saturday.
But what about the third member?
Natalie came back.
I came back Monday.
Week later.
Yeah, this past Monday morning.
Welcome back.
She took a little vacation in Florida.
Yeah, I know. She was missing in action.
That's correct.
Mike, I want to talk about, you brought up the Sixers, Lakers. Do I have enough time to jump around? go back to game one. Sixers, Lakers. Okay. Keep in mind, when Shaq played for Orlando, Matt Geiger was with the Hornets. And Matt Geiger, with a hack of Shaq at the time, broke his wrist on purpose. So Shaq never let him forget it. As, you know, each year went by, he would rough him up, run him over, take offensive fouls, throw him down. Well, in that game one, Geiger hits 5 baseline jumpers, goes 5 for 5. He gets in Shaq's face. Shaq brutalized him 4 times. Geiger got back up like it was a mosquito thrown down. And I said, this is a sign we are going to win this series.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember Matt Geiger making that. I have to check on that box score. He was hurt. Wasn't he hurt? Did he even play in that series?
He did play in the series. I think him, Mutombo, and McCullough. I think. But he did have an injury.
He was hurt or something. I got to look at that old box score. Because that was one of the reasons why their depth wasn't that good. All right, couple open lines. You want to get in before we get the Sound Off? Now will be a good time. You got something to say about last night's game or anything. Bryce Harper, you got the NCAA tournament, Villanova playing tonight. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, yeah, it is the time for the final Twitter poll at 5:30. And that, of course, is brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com. Sixersmusic.com for details. Natalie.
Over 1,200 votes today. Mike, with the Sixers beating both the Bucks and the Celtics, do you think they can make it to the finals? 79% say yes, 21% say no.
All righty then. I had recently a shoelace dilemma. I wonder if you've ever run into this.
All right.
I had these sneakers, the Air Max 270s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know those sneakers?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show them for the people that don't know. There, it's a cool sneaker.
Yes.
Yeah, but it had special laces. It had a special shoelace.
Yeah.
Which frayed up on me.
Mm.
Right? It had the colored tips.
Yeah.
That matched the thing, like the whole bit. You can't find a replacement shoelace.
Not even online?
No. Well, online, it's, you know, I didn't feel like going online for shoelaces.
Right.
Right. So I'm going to Dick's and going to places I can't find. So I had to go with another bogus shoelace to fit the shoe.
You can't tell.
They're too long.
Yeah, now.
It's a dilemma. They sell the shoe, but they don't sell a replacement shoelace.
Yeah, so what we would do, now I'm not recommending it, we would cut them. You put scotch tape on the tip, and you get a lighter out, and then it's the same. And then you get them shorter. That's what we would do.
Yeah?
Yeah, you short them, no, you do scotch tape at the end, you do the lighter so it melts, and then you're good. That's what I would
That's
do.
That's genius.
That's what you do.
But I'm, you know.
You're going to go light scotch tape on fire?
No, I'm not going to go
through. I wasn't recommending.
Through all that.
Right. I'm saying that was what used to be done.
The shoelace selection is not good. Anyway, I even went to DSW.
And they didn't have a lot of shoelaces?
They don't have a lot of shoelaces. People don't stock a lot of shoelaces.
That's an online item now.
The shoelace?
Yeah.
Because the kids do the different laces and the high socks. It's an online
But I still couldn't find the Air Max 270 shoelace online.
No, you're
I
never,
looked.
No, you're not gonna find that. They want you to buy a whole another pair of shoes.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I keep these pristine, man.
You do?
Yeah, I keep these pristine because a lot of people don't know this. You can clean a sneaker if you put it in a washing machine with bleach.
Yeah.
I bleach my sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that!
And it comes out sparkling.
How do you feel about the the bungee cord shoelaces?
I'm not a bungee cord shoelace type of guy.
So
I saw those at DSW.
I saw some guy wearing them when I was in Clearwater, and I was a little taken aback.
Why?
Because they're a little
What do you say, feminine?
No, they're sure? Just it was like a pull cord. Like you can't tie your shoes. I don't know. I just thought it was a little strange.
Tying your shoes is overrated.
It was one lace that came up and then it laced through, but it was just one lace.
That's why the older people got it made.
Why?
The Velcro shoe is where it's at now. Who wants to tie shoes? The Velcro is everything.
The shoelace I've been frustrated by shoelaces my entire life.
Why?
Because at the moment when you need to tie a shoe is the moment that they break. Like, you're out, and you have to go somewhere important, you put it in. And that's because we instead of pulling from the top, you pull them from the laces, and it puts stress, and bam, bust it. And so I got to go with the tie, you know?
Yeah.
You got to put the knot in them.
Yeah,
and you're right, and you walk around with a knot in your damn shoe. And people are looking at your shoe like, but it always happens when you have to go out somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Important.
Yep.
All right, enough of that frivolity. Alex and Conshohocken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Alex?
Hey, first of all, I just wanted to say good to see you get a little FaceTime at the end of the game last night.
Yeah, I understand. I was on television last night.
Yeah, my dad tweeted it out to you. He loves the show.
Yeah.
Sixers, want to talk about great to see a good win last night. Mm-hmm. I agree with what you said earlier. Being nice to see a little more consistency out of Jimmy and maybe even a little bit out of Tobias Harris in the first three quarters. But if they're going to be clutch at the end of the game and they're going to win, I can't really complain about that. Mm-hmm. So,
last night was like a refreshing. He left that place refreshed. You know, it's like, wow. They won that game. They're climbing uphill the whole game. All of a sudden, boom, they're winning.
Yeah, especially headed into the playoffs. If they would have gone, they've blown the season series against the Celtics, be a little nervous.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, those two, the last two, well, two of the three were major, major advancements.
Yeah. I agree. I got one more question for you.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the Cats tonight?
Well, I liked them early, but the line's going down in St. Mary's favor. You know, that scares me a little bit. So yeah. I would avoid the game if you're talking about betting it, but I think Villanova can hang on to win it. Their experience down the end, I think, and their coaching would probably beat that team.
Yeah, I got to root for Jay Wright, fellow Bison, so.
There you, Bucknell Bison?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Bucknell. Big school. Chris Partlow went to Bucknell from The Wire.
Wait, this came up before, didn't it?
Yeah, Chris Partlow.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go to Nick in Wilmington. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
How's it going?
What's going on, Nick?
I wanted to talk about, like, Bryce Harper, and, like, I want to see what you guys think about the Phillies this upcoming year.
What do I think about the Phillies this upcoming year? What do I think about Bryce Harper? I think Bryce Harper's a stud. I love him. He's going to hit third. I think they're definitely going to make the playoffs.
All right, because I don't see that.
You don't see the playoffs?
No.
All right, why not? Now, tell me. I know there's one reason why you would say that, so I want to see if you trip on it. Go ahead. Why not?
I mean, just, you know, looking at him last year, like, he wasn't able to, like, perform well in.
Bryce Harper? So, yeah, like, 100 RBIs wasn't good enough for you? In a bad year? That wasn't good enough for you?
I mean, we'll see.
But why are you sitting down in the Phillies, Nick?
Well, I'm not even a Phillies fan.
Oh, you're not a Phillies fan. All right, well, then get out of here. What do I got to talk to you for?
Oh, somebody found your laces online.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's a website called SlickyLaces.com.
But he found them. I already got them. Replaced them.
Well, if you're in the future.
I bought the rounded ones instead of the flat ones.
But they got all kinds.
Yeah?
Online, yeah.
What is it?
SlickyLaces.com.
SlickyLaces.com.
Yeah, I can vouch for the guy. I went to high school with the guy who sent me the link. So I vouch for him. If he says that it's a site, it's a site.
See, these Air 270s are problematic because you can't, like, they have the, you can't widen them to stick. You need a shoehorn to get into these things because they had the tongue is part of the shoe. So it doesn't, you can't lift the tongue up.
Yeah.
It's a fixed tongue. So now that I took my shoe off, I can't get it back on.
You can do it during the break. You can't do it during the
second. I have a shoehorn.
Well, you can use, what do you use sometimes?
You can, I mean,
you can
you're
use
only
something else. Use a pen or something.
You're only going to sit with a sock on for a minute. It's not that bad.
No, because during the break, he's not going to be able to do it. You got to pull back real hard.
Finger in there.
Wedge.
Right. Anyway, coming up in 5 minutes, it's Sound Off right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. By the way, Dave from Center City was right on Matt Geiger. He was 5-for-7 in game 1.
Well, look at that. He was on 5.
He was, but then, I guess he got more hurt because he was only playing 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
He wasn't really committed to playing through pain, that Geiger.
Yeah, you're right. 610-771-9705 is how you get to the sound off line. You leave us a message, and if it's good enough, we play it on the big show. So let's see what we have today.
This May, in an arena near you, the deadliest man on hardwood, Jimmy Butler is the assassin.
There you go. I like it. Nothing to say about that. He is the assassin.
Hey, Mikey Mesh. great win last night. But I'm getting a kick out of these little comments coming from the Celtic regime. That little creep Rozier last night with his confetti. You know what? He probably doesn't hear the crowd like that in Boston like they hear him in Philadelphia. That's the difference.
Yeah, take it like a man. He lost. Lost at home, and it was a big win for the Sixers. So just take it and go away and get your fifth seed.
Okay, Mike, you are the godfather of second-level thinking. So going into the playoffs, why does it have to be only an eight-man rotation? If you have four guys that are good enough, why not make it a nine-guy rotation or a 10-guy rotation? When I go back and think of those old Spurs teams, they didn't just have an eight-man rotation. When I'm making a Celtics team to beat us, they didn't have an eight-man rotation.
I get it. Where are your 10? You know, I'm looking at the Sixers and how they're constituted, all right? If they had 10, yeah, I'd say expand the rotation and get guys in there. But they don't. They really only have seven players, seven and a half, because TJ is going to take like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and he's also not completely correct about that. Now, a lot of teams only went eight deep. The Bulls teams only went eight deep. A lot of good teams only went eight deep.
Hey, the Celtics win was great, but honestly, they don't matter anymore. We won't see them in the playoffs. What matters is Horford exposed Embiid in the fourth quarter. He had plays designed where he could take the three or dribble and beat him on a layup and made it look pretty easy.
Horford exposed Embiid in the fourth quarter. What, was that the same game? Where did he expose Embiid in the fourth quarter?
I don't know.
Did he mean the other way around?
No, he thinks... Horford did it. Horford had a layup and an open three, but that wasn't because of Embiid. Embiid went for help, and come Horford on, ended up open.
Stop.
Or Embiid did his job.
Stop your nonsense.
Can't let some punk like Marcus Smart push you and not come back at him a little bit. And I was thinking, my God, if Embiid ever got a hell of a hold of him, he would have punched him. His head would have went through the basket. I couldn't believe what a cheap shot. And quite frankly, it wouldn't surprise me a little bit if that weasel coach of ours, you know, instead of a marginal player like Marcus Smart, say, hey, go in there and see what you can do.
No, listen, the way it transpired is that Marcus Smart got clipped with an elbow. And it was more on the shoulder. It wasn't a headshot, the elbow. But he did elbow him. And then he acted out because Marcus Smart's, you know, kind of kooky. And he hurt his squad.
And he was already angry at Embiid going into the game.
Because he got Embiid trolled. Said he had a pubic hair beard.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hooray, we beat the Warriors without Klay Thompson. Hooray, we beat the Bucks without Malcolm Brogdon. Hooray, we beat the Celtics without Gordon Hayward. Yeah, we're a complete team. We still can't beat a complete team.
Hater.
So,
well, you're a miserable
let's
hater.
Let's see what happens in the playoffs.
You're a miserable hater. Wishing ill will on a team that is riding high right now. You're an evil man.
The Raptors and the Sixers, the Beast of the East, taking me back in the time, Mike. When you got Vince Carter on the Raptors and an AI battle on the Sixers, it'll be a great playoff.
Who else was on that Toronto team that took them to seven?
Vince Carter, Alvin Williams.
Oh, Alvin Williams, that's right.
The center was
Keon Clark.
Yeah, Keon Clark was on that squad. Mo Pete.
No, that's right, Mo Pete.
It was a good squad.
Guess what, Boston Celtics? You asked for it and you got it. We now have a revival of one of the fiercest rivalries in the history of the NBA. And furthermore, you better hope and pray Jimmy Butler doesn't start throwing his weight around or his fist around.
Dave had to get his last couple things in. I want to hear the Dave imitator today.
Hooray. For I am elated with joy, Mike. For it doesn't matter what happens in the rest of the week now. Knowing that the Sixers have finally beat themselves. I can get into a car accident. I could lose my job. I could lose my foot. A lady could leave me. But it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Come on. Let's not get carried away or lose a foot. Jesus.
Thank you, Sixers, for that birthday present. A W over the Celtics. Also, I'd like to thank Marcus Smart for giving me a bonding, a moment, an experience with my three boys so my five-year-old can grow up and have a hate of the Celtics and look at Marcus Smart as that catalyst.
Oh, there you go. in front of the kids. Marcus Smart embarrassed himself and got thrown out of the game. Flagrant 2, see ya.
Epic comeback for the Sixers last night. We wasn't taking no crap from Boston this time around. We knew that when we play this team, it was going to be a physical game. It looked like a playoff game last night, Mike.
Yes, it did.
And then Jimmy Butler, the closer, came to life in the fourth quarter, as he always does.
Games like that are great for fans. They really are. They're like, it did feel like a playoff game. And the Milwaukee game, the Boston game, you know, then you get these playoff games that you're going to live on every dribble. This is what's great about basketball.
So the Sixers beat the Celtics. Oh, wait, no, they didn't. Joel Embiid beat the Celtics. The rest of the team didn't do anything. Jimmy Butler, okay, he made one shot. Ben Simmons was totally clueless. Brett Brown was sitting on the bench with his head up his ass. And the rest of the team just gave a completely effortless performance.
Something wrong with you, man. I swear to God, there's got to be something deeper. I would like to get that guy on a phone line and find out what's going on inside of him. That's a terrible way to end Sound Off, so let's end it.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
Yeah. See you later. Nobody else did anything. Tobias Harris at 21. Simmons, well, sorry, he had 13, but he had 8 and 7. 22 for Butler, 17 for JJ. No, they didn't do anything. All right, that's Sound Off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Stay tuned. The Cuz Corner from Parks, and then Joe Torti will lead you into Flyers Blackhawks right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and on TV Side. Stay tuned for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.